Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up all night. It won't be the same. Say what's the name?
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Gallus Demshega, a.k.a. People's Champion, a.k.a. Hardest Working Man in Show Business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's Son. First of all, I just want to say to y'all that we've now joined the iHeartRadio team. I'm going to be giving y'all more podcasts. I'm going to be giving y'all more video, more content, because there's a little bit more money involved. So when the check acts right, I act right. You know what I mean? With that being said, yo, I'm not even going to get in no promotion real quick. I just want to introduce my two dope guests. First of all, this is your first, both of y'all first time in studio with me on the podcast. Slink Johnson, Ryan Davis.
Yeah.
We got OG in here. We got my contemporary. Yeah. All right. Real quick, before I'm gonna do my announcements later about my shows, because you know what? Fuck it. We're going to do them at the top of the show. We're going to do them in the middle. We're going to do them at the end. Top of the show. Let me tell y'all something. Atlanta, you first. All right? December 19th, Atlanta. I'm going to be at Atlanta Comedy Theater. You're hearing it here. But here's the best part about it. Nigga, Ryan Davis just decided he coming through.
I'm pulling up.
Ryan Davis just decided he's coming through too.
I'm pulling up.
So now, I told y'all Silk Sonic was happening.
Yo.
I told y'all.
We kept saying
I told y'all, I'm in your comments, Silk Sonic is happening. So after last night, we decided. Y'all ain't gotta listen to the album to get the reference. But we decided, yeah, man, listen. Not Slink. Ryan Davis, Clint Coley, Atlanta Comedy Theater this Sunday, the 19th. And real quick too, want to throw this out there too. Before I list all the shows, y'all, the wristband rule is in effect at the shows. Ryan, we did it in Charlotte. My man told me he left with something. If y'all don't know,
you know what wristband I'm wearing.
Yeah, I know what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Listen, Slink, let me just OG approval real quick. So people be like, Clint, I want to come to your shows, but I don't have a date. I don't care. If you don't have a date, that's fine. I got something for you now. You can leave with something. Everybody's going to get a wristband. So when you walk in, everybody's going to be asked, hey, what's your marital status? If you're single, you get a blue wristband. If you're in a relationship, you get a red wristband. If you it's complicated, you get a yellow wristband. And if you down to fuck, green wristband. The wristband rule is here. Atlanta, the 19th of December. 21st, we in Houston. 22nd, we in Austin. 23rd, we in Dallas. 31st and the 1st, we in Arlington, Virginia. DMV. I'm spending my New Year's with y'all. Make some fucking plans. And then January 2nd, I'm in New York. I want to see y'all. Wristbands and all. Wristbands and all.
I see a healthy amount of green wristbands.
Ain't gonna be. See, this is the thing. People be acting scary with the green wristbands.
I'm wearing mine.
No, well, see, it's different. But women, it's very rare that a woman comes to the show and be like, "Yo, I want a green wristband."
Yeah, of course.
Because she don't want everybody like you. We know you fucking, sis. We know you fucking, but it's okay. You gonna wear the blue wristband? There's some women talking about something. I want to wear multiple color wristbands. stay home. Yeah. Stay home. There's always one that want to be difficult. Yeah. Oh, can I have blue, red, and green, bitch? Okay.
Yeah.
You're not special. You and five other women ask the same joke.
Yeah.
Let it go. Anyway, but that's not what we came to talk about. Ryan Davis is here. Slink Johnson's here.
Yeah.
Niggas is high and drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Niggas is high and drunk.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Here's the topic today, fellas. So, I asked my guys. You know what? Let's go back. I'm going to start with this. Ladies, I think you believe that dating is about you and you only. I'm going to make that statement, and here's why I say that. Because I was talking to a homegirl of mine, right? And she's like, yo, Clint, you know, dating out here is trash. The dating pool has pee in it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we know. We get it, sis. But then I asked, do you ever consider when dating, after you're checking your boxes, do you care what he wants? Do you care if you meet what he needs? And it got quiet. You know why it got quiet? Because you don't give a fuck. I know you don't give a fuck. Ryan knows you don't give a fuck. No. Slink know you don't. Slink older than all of it. He's been knowing you don't give a fuck since the 70s. He's been knowing you won't give a fuck since the 70s. Uh-huh. And then women are like, oh, that's not true. We care. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
If you cared, you change your ways, bitch.
Oh, my God.
If you cared, you probably change your outfit. You probably change your attitude. It's a bunch of shit you change if you care for the nigga you like. See, that's why you don't get the nigga you like.
You get the nigga that like you.
You get the nigga that like you. You don't get the nigga you like.
Yo, that's
like
fact.
You might be lucky and get a nigga that like you that might.
Yo, that's
this is gonna be a great episode.
Some type of character, but a lot of you bitches is nothing but chum. So you have no, you're nothing, bitch. You're macro nuggets. You're turkey tuna. You're nothing, bitch. You're a monkey fish. You're nothing. What do you have to offer? So yeah, you're cute, and of course this guy. We want to fuck. We don't care about all that. Bitches, we fuck first, then love. Do you understand? We fuck first and then love. We don't, bitch, we don't give a fuck. All that bullshit you talking about for the first couple of days and first, because we want to fuck. And after we fuck, we determine with it like, damn, okay, I done busted this nut. My beer goggles is off. Do I really like this, bitch? Are you amazing? Are you exciting? Are you intriguing? Are you interesting, bitch?
No.
No. So what I'm saying is this. No,
this
it's not about you.
This is going to be a great episode.
You don't care about what the fuck we want, because if we did, you'd probably stay your monkey ass at home. Bitch, we want the one at home.
This is what I'm realizing.
Okay, like, wait a minute. Real quick.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I just want to put out there, y'all know I don't fuck with calling women bitches or nothing like that. The only reason why I'm laughing is Slinker OG.
I'm not calling women bitches.
He can do what he want, dog.
Why I said this is going to be a good episode.
I can't check my own head.
I'm not calling women bitches, though. I'm calling the bitches.
We're going to have...
You know what the fuck I'm
talking
gonna about,
We're going to have
bitch.
Great dialogue today, right?
We are.
I can already tell. And this is what people have to understand. It's important that Slink is here.
It is very important.
It's important that Slink is here.
It is.
So, I'm like Slick is on this side with it.
Yeah.
I'm on the complete opposite. Yeah. Clint is gonna be the happy medium.
I'm gonna have to be. I'm gonna have to be.
But
man.
That's who you are. Yeah. I'm a little nicer than Clint.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Slick is definitely not nicer than Clint.
Contrary, I like to think that
No.
What I'm saying is this.
You're a good person. But being a good person,
they ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck we talking.
Got nothing to do with me.
I'm just saying this, man. Yo, you guys
call this motherfucking turkey tuna.
Yeah, I've never called a woman turkey tuna. I like tuna fish, dog.
Monkey fish, nigga. You went and then done after that. Nice is out the window after that.
I like tuna fish.
But what I'm saying is, I know.
Talk to him. Talk to him, Ryan.
Listen, but this is where me and him disagree because yes. Y'all don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck. You're never going to give a fuck. You don't give a fuck because you have the vagina. So as long as you have the vagina, I understand why you don't give a fuck. Because there's never going to be a time where a man who likes women or is a heterosexual man is not going to want to fuck. And so you're in the position of leverage. And people who are in the position of leverage don't tend to give a fuck about what the people who are not in the position
that that's
it. Let me say this though.
Go ahead.
She may be in a position of leverage, but who is she leveraging over?
You can't leverage me with pussy.
You can't leverage.
You won't get neither one of us. But you'll get something.
You get somebody. Now, let's go back real quick. Let's go back real quick. The reason why I brought up the topic, though, is because I asked my guys, I said, yo, man, like, you know, do you really feel like women care what we want? And when I say what we want, it's more so just like a lot of times when we're on dates, ladies, it feels like you're trying to just check boxes. It's almost like, yo, you know what? He do this. He got this. He's this. He's that. He's this. He's that. He's this. He's that. And for me, I'm kind of on some shit like, I hear that. I don't think that you should compromise what you want. I think that you should definitely get what you want. We're not telling you to settle for anything like that. But when you're on a date, it's not just about you. It's about both of us. It's about see, a lot of times, like you said though, Slink, that was the perfect. I wish I could have articulated that.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you do that, you don't get the niggas you like.
Yeah.
You get the niggas that like you, and then realize, then you realize 5 months later, oh shit, I don't like this guy.
You don't like this guy.
He likes me way more than I like him. Why? Because you too busy trying to check boxes instead of going on a date and just having some fucking fun.
Why don't you? They never care what the nigga like. This is the thing.
What do you like, Ryan? What do you like, Slink?
It can be.
I like Head Leon.
Okay.
Listen, a man can be completely honest about what it is that he wants.
Yeah.
And a woman will tell him, I don't do this for you.
Yeah.
And then be like, if you don't like it, you can move on. And when you move on, it's like,
oh,
how come niggas ain't like it or whatever? He told you what he liked.
Definitely told
you. He told you what he was into.
For sure.
Or whatever. You said, I don't do this for you. So he moved on.
I think a lot.
Don't do this with him.
A lot of times, you know, some of the things that guys were saying in the comments yesterday when we were talking about it, they were like, "Yo, like," they was like, "Yo, like, I'll go on a date with a chick, and you know, she asking me a whole bunch of questions, but you know, but trying to get to know me in a sense of it being suitable for her."
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. He never asks, what are you looking for in a mate?
Because, like, no, and that's why you get a lot of times women will try to change what you like or change what you want.
See, yeah. That's the whole thing. Like, I think I'm in the wrong conversation because, first of all, I got a mate. And I try to think.
When have you ever been, either one of you, I got to ask you a question.
Go ahead, talk to me.
When have you ever been with a woman and it didn't feel like she thought she was the catch? I've never known a woman who not felt like she was better than
ever.
I have.
I ain't gonna say that. Since becoming famous, I realize that there's a, but I'm talking about,
but like not even on some, but not even on some, like she better than me, but it does
always,
I've always had, it's always like this air of like, you gotta impress me. And me, I'm not a tap dancer, sis.
Yeah.
I'm not finna trying to impress you.
It feels like, it's like, nah, nigga, you gotta go get me. And I'm just like, yo.
You gotta go to infinity and beyond.
Yeah, like.
No, somebody, listen, here's the thing.
Like,
the not, the not.
Everybody don't get to get us.
Listen.
So why in the world should I?
Listen, the non-conversational niggas gotta go to infinity and beyond. Yeah. The motherfuckers who don't have personality. But my thing is, I'm not even trying to change my tune in the sense of like, listen, I do think women are prizes. I do think, but
I say that.
Yes.
You know, we had this conversation.
We had this conversation. Women, but no, we'll say that. You're, anyway, we can't say the right. We'll just,
no, for
you, the prize.
People, the right one for you.
You is just a prize. Yes. But my thing is, sis.
Until you get disrespectful.
Right. Like, we, here's the thing. I'm not trying to say that I'm worth more than you or anything like that. But what I'm saying is,
don't treat me like I'm every nigga.
Don't treat me like I'm nothing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
As soon as you act like I'm every nigga, now nigga here.
Now,
you looking for nigga?
Nah.
Nigga here now.
See, we dealing on different planes and shit. See, at this point in my life,
we not dating like that no more either, man. We ain't out. Like, we not out here, bro.
I mean, again,
once
you get grown,
all of us, right? Look, man. Let's just cut the shit.
Exactly.
The nigga Kevin Samuels talks about it. The average black man makes about 42 grand a year.
Well, I don't make 42 grand a year.
Let me tell you something. There's nobody in this room that's anywhere near 42 grand a year. So that's the average.
Right.
That's the average. We ain't no average ass niggas in here. Ain't no average niggas.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Chumba. Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Man, we get 42 grand per project. Like, it's not even... You see what I'm saying? It's not like niggas ain't... You can't even live here for 42 grand a year.
No, you can't.
So, what I'm telling you is...
Well,
no, the other word I use with you, too, I don't like...
But niggas are intelligent.
Social what?
Social equity. Like, meaning, a lot of you bitches is fucking with nobodies. And I don't mean to say that because we comedians, because we
have a
certain level of notoriety.
It's not even that.
You got
top-notch really
doctors. You got niggas that's top-notch in whatever their field.
You can be a top-notch janitor. You can own your own cleaning company, be a multimillionaire, whatever.
Absolutely.
So I'm not... It ain't the job, nigga. The quality of nigga he is. At the end of the day, it's a lot of nothing niggas out here. And then you'll meet a quality nigga and want the quality nigga to treat you the way the nothing nigga does. And you expect the quality nigga to be blind to the fact that he a quality nigga.
Here's what I just realized, too. There's a lot of nothing niggas who also treat women like shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't have shit. You ain't about shit. You ain't gonna be shit. And now you do, and you treating her like shit.
You driving this. You driving her car.
Yeah.
You're driving her car, cussing her.
Because you have to. Because you have to.
I've been a...
He said,
man,
you drive.
I told people this. They were like, Ryan, you only getting chicks now because you famous. I was like, I got more chicks when I was a nothing nigga. For some reason, I don't know what trauma y'all go through or what it is that y'all go. Y'all love a good nothing nigga, yo. Well, I mean, that's,
well, you know what it is?
That's exactly why I want them to, when I deal with women, when I do, when I am being a scoundrel, I want you to deal with me and approach me with nothing nigga expectations.
Yeah.
And understand, like, it's going to be better. Like, you set your bar low at the bottom, like, damn, he on TV, but he said treat him like with nothing nigga. Yeah, so when you get you a little air fryer or something for Christmas from me, you're going to be happy because nothing nigga didn't do nothing, but you wasn't even tripping though. But guess what, bitch? Now you cooking your french fries.
Yeah. Oh, man. He said, now you cooking your french fries. Me, man.
Like, I'm trying to be off the market. I'm my whole days and all that shit is beyond.
Yeah, I ain't holding either, dog. It's over.
Beyond, yeah, it's over. It's over. So now I'm in wife mode. And the hard part about being in wife mode is, like, I realize I'm in the same dating pool as those.
As the P.
Yeah, I'm in the same.
You're in the same dating pool with the P, bro.
With the P. So, I've learned that you ladies don't know the difference between a nigga who like you and a nigga who want to fuck you. Or a nigga who's looking
and
for
that's
a long
true.
Time.
That's true.
Or a nigga who's just trying to fuck you that night.
Yeah.
I'm really, this is why it's important that you care what the fuck he's looking for. Because this nigga might be looking for a wife. But if you focus on checking the boxes, you might be fucking with a nigga who's only trying to check your boxes.
Right.
Sling, so he can fuck you.
Or you might be fucking with Dexter, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm just saying, you better, hey, look here.
How good at you, when you was a fuck boy, how good were you at checking boxes?
Oh, it's easy to check boxes.
It's easy to check boxes.
Like, I never forget, you know, girl was like, yo, I want a man with God. Nigga, I went to church and got saved with her. I swear to God, I went to altar call. I promise you, I've seen,
a woman has seen me be baptized.
Nigga, they was like, does anybody, like, nigga, I'll never forget. She's like, yo, does anybody want
to
get
it? I wasn't playing with God. I was really getting baptized.
No, nigga.
But I knew she was going to be there to see it.
Nigga, I was playing with God, nigga. They was like, yo, you want to go up to the altar? Nigga, I did all of that. And I fucked that night.
And see what I'm saying, though?
And I was like 21.
Exactly. Those are those youthful indiscretions. And pardon me.
Yeah, youthful indiscretions.
Pardon me if I'm a bit brash. Pardon me if my language is a bit colorful.
There you go.
However, you have to understand, at the time of the juncture I am in my life right
juncture.
Now, I have no time for your shenanigans or your trivial matters. Look,
your trivial matters.
Are you providing me, Head Leon, in exchange for a great evening? You might eat good. We might go to Outback
Steakhouse. You
might have a blooming onion. I'm just saying, going to church and all that shit, I don't want to do all that shit, bitch. Do you want to suck some dick for this blooming onion? That's all I'm saying. And then I can move on because somebody wants to suck some dick for a blooming onion. It's a lot of you.
And that's another thing
around.
Too, ladies.
I can move
There's
around.
A lot of people out here who ain't never had a blooming onion. I know what you're doing. See, this is the thing, because there's going to be a lot of people that follow you. A lot of well-to-do women follow you because you. I know. That's your audience.
Now, I'm glad you said that real quick. I'm glad you said that.
So y'all are here slick and be like, ain't no bitch sucking dick for a blooming up. Trust me.
Yeah.
Bitches are sucking
dick. Yeah. You're not.
Oh, again, this is nice, tasteful women.
Click got a great audience.
I'm going to take my hat off to tasteful women. But occasionally,
that's what I'm saying. He really respects y'all.
But occasionally, it's a few
but renegades. Wait a minute, time out.
You know what's crazy? And women that listen to this podcast, y'all should get a compliment. Y'all should really feel special right now.
I love you.
And the only reason why I say that is because it's like, yo, y'all got so high regard for the women who followed me.
Yes.
You're like, yo, women that... So, I'm glad you said that.
Look,
I got a mama. I got three sisters. I got three daughters. I got three baby mamas. I love women.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love y'all.
That sounds like you love them.
You know what I'm talking? I love y'all to death.
You got three mamas, you said?
It's a couple of you scunches in the back. I see you scunches coming in, bitch. You better get you some game.
You motherfuckers watching this by accident from the back.
Listen.
Give Clint this, man. Like, I've gone to a few of Clint's live podcasts, a few of Clint's shows, and I mean, it's riddled with women who are my type. And I don't like no average woman.
Yeah.
I like my women with they shit too.
So you saying the women that come see me, they not playing.
They not playing.
Like food, if they like plans.
Dude, if you
women that like me, women that come to my show is like plans.
If you a dude,
pH balance is perfect.
Yeah, if you a dude, if you a dude and you looking for a quality woman, y'all might be listening to this podcast like, yeah, I fuck with Clint, but I ain't gonna come to none of his shows.
Nigga.
You a goofy nigga. You a goofy nigga that come to the show. You missing out on prime
nigga, you get you
real estate, nigga.
These are but really, wait a minute now, fellas, though. If you coming to see these women, though, don't come. Don't
you gotta be prepared,
don't
just, nigga.
Listen, they're the fellas that come to the show
who want to see
the quality women. Don't be wasting my homegirl's time.
Yeah.
Don't be out here. Listen, if you coming to the show.
Because he told you, they not wearing the green wristband.
If you coming, if you leaving with something, dog, if you leaving with something, just know when you leave, you better be. She not trying to hear. Oh, we nigga. She trying to call you. You better call tomorrow.
Yeah,
and make plans.
Make plans,
dog.
I give you that, bro. Like,
so you know what's funny.
But this is the thing about you. You kick a certain type of game that a certain type of woman. A woman who's comfortable within herself is the only woman who can really listen to the game.
Because I'm not trying. We not out here trying to manipulate, man.
Right.
We about healing, so, man. We about growing the fuck
who's
up,
not
man.
Secure within herself isn't ready to hear some of the shit you say.
But a woman
who is can hear the shit that you said, and that's why that's the type of woman that ends up at your show.
And that's the type of women I love.
Yeah.
Women that got
Clint,
a sense of
man,
humor.
Go to Clint's show if you women really show have, fellas. I'm putting have, you up on game.
Women that have
Clint's show is where they
a
at.
Decent moral compass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Women that understand things and women that don't judge. That's what I like more.
Yeah,
women that don't judge.
Bro,
see, a lot of these hussies be judged.
Oh, my God, hussies. No, these women, here's the thing, too. I'm going to throw one more thing out there. Ryan, you said something interesting a couple months ago. I'm going to repeat what you said, but I'm going to repeat it in the way of me talking about the show. Y'all always be talking about there's pee in the dating pool.
Yeah.
They always talk about that, right?
Yes.
Let me tell y'all something. I make comedy for smart people.
Yes.
There's no pee at my shows.
Right.
At my shows, ladies, when you come to the shows, fellas, when you come to the show, that's not the pee of the dating pool.
No.
That is the cream. That's creme de la fucking creme at my show. We don't, I don't make, stupid niggas don't come see me.
No.
If you're on a third grade reading level, you don't find me funny.
But that ain't what I'm saying. Stupid niggas can find you funny because you funny. But the thing is, those will be the niggas like, he funny, but I ain't going to the show.
And you stay your ass
and you
home.
You stay your ass home.
You stay your, you the Pound Town niggas.
Yeah.
You the niggas who think I just talk about Pound Town all day and move.
Them niggas.
You stay home, bro.
See, that was the thing with me. I attract intellectuals.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are some niggas who will laugh at gay jokes that I do. And they be like, I want to see this nigga do an hour of gay jokes. It's not going to happen.
Not happening.
Not
happening.
So I'll go, you'll come to my show and you'll see a hood nigga next to a doctor.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But the thing is, the hood niggas will start going, man, I don't know, I don't really like his stand up like that. And I'll be like, get these niggas out of here.
Get him out.
Yo.
Slink.
So, for me, it's the smart common man like us.
Yeah.
And then there's the upper echelon Negro.
Yeah.
That's what really comes to the show.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I want. That, listen,
yours is more upper echelon than mine.
I don't, you know what, man?
I just want, listen,
Slink.
Especially when I went to the show in LA. When I went to the show in LA, I was like,
they be women.
Yeah, they be women, but they be well to do.
They be dressed nice.
Yeah, they be well to do.
They be dressed
nice. Better come.
They got jobs.
Hey, leave your sweats at home. Bring your brunch outfit.
Bring your fucking brunch outfit.
When you go see
now,
Clint.
But let's go a step further. But when you come to the show, also, when you meet with somebody, ladies, Slink, tell them, give a fuck what the nigga like.
Got to.
I think it's imperative if you really want a husband.
You'll see his intention.
If you really want something lasting, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to pay attention to what he like, and you're going to have to give a little bit too. I was recently asked what my love language was, and I like that. I like that.
What is it?
That I think my love language is actually
head, right. head. What is it? Head Leon.
Physical touch.
Physical dick.
Physical. My love language is acts of service.
Oh, yeah. You one of them guys.
I mean, I feel
that like, touched your soul. There's nothing wrong with that.
I feel like this. I feel like for me, giving is acts of service, and all of them are important. But acts of service and gifts, because in this economy and day and age, look here, bitch. Don't nobody give a fuck about nothing. Ain't nobody buying me nothing. So, bitch, if I spend my money, I got 5 motherfucking kids. If I spend my money on your musty ass, that must mean I have some type
of. He said, I got 5 motherfucking kids.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody to serve, period,
yeah,
means a lot. To serve out of love, and you ain't no fucking waitress, and you ain't no in the service industry.
Right.
That mean a lot. So, back to what you were saying, yeah, I think it's important that you ladies need to start. You know, too, tapping into these men. And yeah, we want that hair, Leon. Yeah, we want that trim. You know what I'm talking about? But at the end of the day, after that,
you want a safe space.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want trim in a safe space.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's what we want off top. These dudes, they be doing all that old extra serenading and shit. No, I don't know you from a can of paint. Every bitch on my Instagram, excuse me, every woman on my Instagram, I want to bed. I don't know them from a can of paint. So understand that, ladies. A lot of these dudes come with that cap. They're not looking for a wife.
No.
They're looking for a trial.
And you gotta find out what his intentions are. But if you're worried about checking off a list, that's what he's hoping you're doing.
Yeah, right.
He's hoping that you're
checking. Yeah, that's true.
So he
let's talk about that. Let's talk about that on the other side. Let's talk about intentionally checking a woman's boxes just so you can get pussy. Let's talk about that on the other side. Everybody knows there's no other side for real. That's just for my cameras to cool down. But yo, we still talking. We still having a good time. Real quick though, just y'all know at the middle of the podcast, y'all be trying to fast forward. Don't fast forward. Listen to this shit. December 19th, Atlanta, Georgia, Ryan Davis is coming. December 20, December 21st, that's Houston, Texas. December 22nd, that's Austin, Texas. December 23rd, that's Dallas, Texas. December 31st and January 1st, Arlington, Virginia. And January 2nd, New York City, New York. All show links, all ticket links are in the detail or in the description.
Y'all might episode. Fucking hate me because I got nothing going on in December. I might pull up on my nigga a lot.
Come on, dog.
So I might pull up on you a lot. I might be in the building for several of those.
Doom.
I got some shit though.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
I got some shit though. I'm in LA, man. I almost forgot. I'm got some shit though. What I got? I got
Well, we usually plug you at the end of the joint.
Okay. What shit y'all plug?
Y'all shit.
No, I plug my shit.
Okay, you showing up.
DJ. Yeah, okay. I was listening to all these dates and I'm like, I'm really just chilling.
Come on through.
I got some dates though. I'm gonna plug.
I like
he said I got some dates.
I like Austin. I like Dallas.
I love Texas, nigga.
I was like, why wouldn't? Yeah,
I love Dallas.
I was this close to moving to
I
there.
I loved that. In the late 90s, man, I had a great time in Dallas. You look here, the Pink Toes really, really loved the Mandingo Masculine Warrior, man.
Okay.
I had so much Pink Toe in Dallas. It was outstanding. Yeah,
I don't even know what the fuck Pink Toe is.
White women.
I figured that. But I didn't want to, because I'm not a white women guy. You know, that's... I'm not a white women guy. But all right.
That was an interesting thing at a certain point in my life.
Yeah.
Because white women loved me and black women did not.
See, black women been liking me since I started liking women. Black women has always like something about that nigga. Like,
yeah, just, I realized that it wasn't that they didn't like me. I went to a majority white high school,
Yeah,
so I went to I figured this out later.
Yeah, okay.
I just always assumed black women didn't like me.
No.
So whenever I went to a majority white high school, so the white girls were like, yo, what's the deal? But I like black women. And the reason why black women wasn't fucking with me because I wasn't one of the top niggas. It wasn't that many niggas.
Right.
Wasn't one of them niggas.
Right, nah.
So and then once you leave and go to college and everybody's
a different experience.
Or you go out into the world and everybody, yeah, so it's a many different black experience. People. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no. I was fortunate enough to go to school, elementary school, middle school, high school. Like everything growing up was majority black.
Yeah, never.
Everything.
I don't want nobody to get me
fucked up, though. I want nobody to get me fucked up. I love my sister.
No, we didn't say you didn't. We don't feel like that.
Because I have brought up the pink toe.
Yeah. No, but we didn't look at it like I just didn't know what pink toe was.
I'm talking about my audience.
Yeah,
I just don't want y'all to be wrong.
Yeah. You said in the 90s in Dallas there was pink. You didn't say I prefer pink toes over my black. Yeah, no. Nobody said that. And listen,
I don't want you to get that wrong.
But no. But isn't that crazy that we live in a society right now that will misconstrue anything that you say that you feel like you have
to clarify? Yeah, because I looked at it like
we understood exactly.
I didn't feel like you was shunning black women.
He was very specific.
He said in the 90s in Dallas I was fucking with the pink toes.
The pink toes
kept a nigga
really
right.
Liked the man.
That's okay. It's 2021, bitch.
And that was just
and Slink's words.
And that was interesting information for me.
That's very interesting information.
I was like, yeah, I'm glad you shared it.
Yeah, the pink toes is very nice. However, my mama said she can't bring her home.
That's right. Same
so
man.
That's why we stayed at the Marriott.
My mama used to say some crazy shit like, don't bring me home no zebra babies.
Oh, no, Jesus. No. Yeah, it's, yeah. So let's keep talking.
I'm sorry, Baba.
That's good. Let's
watch this scrub bag.
Let's keep talking. So we were talking about checking the boxes off on purpose.
Yes.
And I told a story about, you know, when I went and got saved and all this other stuff, right? Sling, I know you said you grown. We don't do that anymore. Ryan, we're grown. We don't do that anymore. But let's not act like niggas don't check boxes on purpose. Let's talk about some of the things that niggas do on purpose, knowing it's going to check a box. Let's start with the OG. What's something that a man would do for a woman knowing she gonna be like, that checked one of my boxes?
Take a shower.
Wait, what? Take a shower? as long as he's clean.
Nah, I think a nigga would probably boast his job, boast his occupation. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Niggas talk about his job all the time because a lot of you niggas ain't got no job.
That's true.
So you know,
a lot of women equate a lot. I hate to generalize something in this case, but sometimes I see women who like to equate a good job as he's a good man.
Absolutely.
And it's like, yo, no, he just has a good job. He's still a douchebag.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the bottom line. Ryan, let me get a scenario of something that a guy would do to try to check boxes.
Oh, practice what his 5-year plan is.
Yeah. Rehearse that motherfucker.
In the next five, right now, this is what I'm doing, but I'm working toward doing this because this is what I am, this is that, and I want to be able to get married one day, and so this is what I'm trying to, and they love keywords, right? Like, I'm trying to build this.
Build.
For my women love the word
build. Build.
So whenever you...
Yeah, you an architect? Okay.
Yeah. Trying to build something for my family.
Yeah, women do like that word build. That turns y'all on, ladies. Don't be fooled by that word. Fuck that word build.
I'm telling you, the only reason I know that is because I fucking...
That was your shit.
What? Build? Y'all love that word. Like, oh my God. I'm trying to build something for the future with somebody. I'm trying to... But the niggas don't really want to be in a relationship.
They ain't building shit.
They ain't building shit. Nigga ain't even been the Build-A-Bear. You're getting nothing from this.
Nigga ain't never Build-A-Bear.
This nigga's giving nothing. But like, cause they know, cause let's say you, cause this is a good way to check off boxes. If you dealing with a woman and your job isn't legit,
mm-hmm.
having being cognizant of they're gonna wanna know how you're going to elevate from where you are. And if you have a good sounding plan,
especially the word build in it.
And the word build in it, nigga, she'll overlook that you got that stupid ass job that you got, that you not planning on leaving.
You work at T-Mobile and you plan on staying there for the rest of your life. You plan on
staying there. But if you say, right now I'm in T-Mobile until I finish school, which you're not in school. When I finish law school, which you're not in.
And women find out too.
Yeah. No, but they find out too late.
They find out by the time they already fuck with the
nigga. You already done hit. And then that's really what he was.
Ain't nothing worse than finding out some bullshit too late.
I'm telling you. Like, niggas, women done got hip to the whole entrepreneur thing, but niggas used to kill that too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want a nigga with goals, aspirations. No, I'm an entrepreneur. You know what I mean? My business has been doing. Nigga ain't never said what the business was. Business has been doing.
Your business is bullshit.
Yeah.
Your business is bullshit. You know, I got one that niggas do, and this is more so on the emotion, especially right now.
Yeah.
Ladies, a nigga main thing now, right now, a man's main thing right now to check your boxes to get pussy. Oh, the therapy, nigga.
The therapy nigga.
He uses specific therapy words.
Yes.
That he's never been to therapy, yeah. But he uses words like weaponize. He uses words like trigger, boundaries.
Accountability.
The therapy words. You niggas don't be going to therapy. You lying to go. Growth.
Boy, they love that.
Growth.
Yo.
Growth.
Growth is killing right now. Killing right now.
You don't water plants,
nigga,
my guy.
You want some pussy? Growth, nigga. You want some pussy? I'm telling you right now, bro. You want some pussy right now?
Go tell us you growth. You growing. You growth.
Yeah.
You know, no. Niggas definitely. And we joking, but we're serious. Yeah, and let's go a step further, Sling. And I know you kind of.
The therapy nigga is winning right now.
Here's what makes it. This is funny about generational things right now, because Slink is listening and like, yo, like you niggas are doing way. Not talk about us, but I'm talking about you new niggas. Mm-hmm. Y'all doing way too much to get pussy. And when we say way too much, it's like, you don't have to do all of that. Like, my man, you sitting here lying and telling, like, you think what she wants to hear is, oh, you know, I'm in therapy, blah, 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 blah. Why are you saying that if you're not in it?
Crazy.
Why are you telling women, like, what, like, because now she feels like, oh, you're not even applying. You're not applying the therapy
you
shit.
You ain't even got to use the word accountability. You just got to act like you're showing accountability.
That's it. Hold on. What you about to say, Slim?
I'm going to tell you why. Niggas is lying. Niggas do all that lying because they want some shit so bad. And I get it. The chick is that gorgeous. You want her. You going to say what you got to say to get that trim. But trust me, that trim is going to be a lot better when you tell her the truth. Because, bro, you ain't.
Ain't nothing like truth trim. I just like the word trim.
You're never gonna miss what you never had, bro.
Come on, OG. I ain't got nothing to come on, Uncle Slink.
I'm like I like to set the bar low. Honestly, I set the bar low. I said the worst shit. I could say the worst shit. Look, I got a baby mama. I got my other baby mama, and I like to fuck around. And I tell you the worst shit, and that might not be true. And if you still fuck with me, you like me. I don't want to run all them errors and shit, because later on you got to
keep up the lie.
You got to keep it up. If you know you finna hit tonight, I'm gonna tell you whatever. Yes, me and Idris, as I'm a stunt double.
A nigga said I'm Idris stunt double.
If you talking about, you know, you got to go dialogue and talking for days and days to get something to try for a lot of you, bitch. I got too much to do. I got 5 kids. I got to take 3 of them to school in the morning.
I got to take 3 of them to school in the morning.
With you?
You a grown ass man.
I'm telling you, listen.
You a grown ass man, dog.
You look
so disgusting, too.
It's not like I wasn't a young man. So I get it.
I
understand
right.
Putting on airs. And
right.
Doing
no, for sure.
Of course, even at this, we always want to try to impress somebody we like.
Facts.
However, some of these dudes go way beyond that.
They go to infinity and beyond for
slice and trim, and it's
not that.
Like
it's not worth it.
And that's why I say they can't tell the difference between the nigga who like him and the nigga who want to fuck him. Because the niggas that want to fuck him try way harder than the niggas who like you. If I like you, I'm like, nah, I like you. This should be good enough for us to start a dialogue. But the nigga that want to fuck you bad, he calling every day. He's showing up every day. He's doing all that.
Right.
Because he's trying. Because, all
right,
so.
Ladies, I hope you got your pen and paper right
now. A lot of you ladies have a clock in your head, right? And the clock isn't necessarily time. The clock is the checklist. Right? Oh, is he consistent? Is he doing this? Is it? Ain't nobody ever gonna be more consistent than a nigga who's trying to fuck.
There's nobody. Oh my God.
Nobody's more
consistent. Hello? President. Listen, Andy, listen, you like a teacher taking roll.
Yeah.
That's how many times this nigga gonna be around.
What I'm saying, if you
Clinton
grown,
Coley?
If you and y'all would be like, this nigga
Clinton
like,
Coley?
This if nigga grown, like you know that already. Because he really don't have the time. The nigga being but honest look, with you is letting you know what you're dealing with.
Look, if you grown, you know that already. You should. You've been in. Look here, if you're over 30,
you should
you
know
this.
But you choose it. You choose to ignore
you
it.
You choose to ignore it. You know it. Just stop playing. You know that dude pressed you hard to get some. And when he got some of that trim after about the third or fourth time, the conversations went from every
but
day.
This is the thing. This is what I love about women. There's never a time where a woman is going to be honest with herself and see a nigga pursuing her hard and think for a second, nigga shouldn't be trying this goddamn hard to get with me.
Right.
Because in your mind, you'll always believe that you're worth all of that effort. And you are worth all of that effort to a certain nigga, but right. You don't like the nigga that really see you that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if a nigga that really that you like
mm-hmm.
is treating you like that,
mm-hmm.
more than likely that nigga trying to fuck you, man. That nigga ain't. Because a nigga who's really worth something does understand that he has value, and he's not going to put himself out there and such a way that he feels less than what he actually feels like he is.
Listen.
And ladies, this is the whole thing about the therapy nigga I wanted to get to.
Go ahead.
We know that y'all love the word accountability right now.
Yep.
So a nigga can act like he is grown. The word growth, all that shit. The nigga can be, you can talk to him and he be like, so y'all like accountability, vulnerability, all that shit is in the fucking the therapy textbook. So
if a nigga, therapy textbook,
right? So if a nigga is like, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't always a good dude.
No,
and I realized that not only was I hurting all these women, I was hurting myself because what I wanted was a wife. And by being the dude that I was before, I ended up messing up a lot of good women. And in return, it gave me bad karma. Because
you looking directly looking, into the camera. He like,
yeah,
ladies.
Because now that I'm looking for a wife, I find myself running in to women who are already damaged. And that's my karma for being the guy that I was. And I take accountability for the women that I've hurt before. But now I just want somebody good now that I've grown to be a better person. And, you know, hopefully you don't hold my past against me. And hopefully
that sound like some manipulation right there.
He said all that shit. Pussy. I mean, a fuckboy will say all that shit against
pussy. But you see what I'm saying? She'll hear that and be like, oh my God, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
We're grown men, bro. It shows in how you move.
Yeah. The reason I said what I said, because that's the process I've gone through.
Yeah, right.
But I would never tell you that.
Right.
I would never tell you that. I would show you that I'm not moving like that.
No Sling, more. What was you about to say?
I was just rather, instead of all that old dollar, I was just here, take this 40.
Oh,
how
my
much
God.
Is your light bill? Because that's what's real.
How much is your light bill?
How much is your light bill?
How much is your light bill?
That's what's real. I might not buy you gifts.
Yeah, I'm a bill paying.
Maybe if I
move,
maybe if I alleviate a light bill and the cable bill, you might be able to buy the dress you wanted to buy. You know what I'm saying? But think about real shit, real life. Look here, you're not living the Tyler Perry movie, baby. You know what I'm saying? You're not living. Look, baby, you doing good. You're doing good. You work at Kmart. You're not at the register. You in the office.
Wait a minute, Slay.
Kmart is barely hanging
out. Where the fuck is Kmart at?
I ain't seen a Kmart since
Kmart.
You working at Kmart.
Nigga, I used to work at Kmart in like 05 for like a week.
Yeah. I used to steal shit out of Kmart.
They wasn't giving me the shifts I wanted, so I quit.
I'm telling you, I'm at a place now where I'm just like,
bro, that's just, and wait a minute, real quick. I'm sorry to cut you off, but yeah, like, cool. My thing is, this is where we talk advice from a fuckboy, and this is the message that I want people to understand. It's like, ladies, we're not giving you this game on some like, yo, fellas, we want you to, you know, or we're not saying this on some like, yo, fellas, we try and throw you under the bus. We're saying it's like, yo, fellas, this shit corny.
Corny.
It's corny. Like, real nigga, you don't have to do that for no vagina no more.
And this is the
and
thing.
Then, wait a minute, and when you do shit like that, here's the thing. If you're not doing it for the women, do it for your other compadre. Because what you're doing is you fucking it up for the other brothers out here, dog. You doing shit like this makes her start dating on defense, and now all the niggas is corny because you corny.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now we all trying to fuck because you was trying to fuck. Grow up.
And they get confused when a woman, if I tell a woman, hey, yo, I'm not really trying to fuck because I'm trying to get to know you, she shouldn't be confused by that. But she's confused by that because all you niggas are so pressed to fuck that she starts to feel weird if I'm not wanting her body first.
Right. Now it's all some like, well, damn, am I pretty enough? And it's like, no, baby.
She done got insecure because you niggas.
Yeah, it's like, no, baby, you beautiful.
You're beautiful.
I just don't want, I'm not ready to fuck.
I'm not
ready. I need more time. Slick like, nah.
Oh, Slick don't need no time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
That's why I love us as a
right.
Because there's a spectrum.
It's just my life, my plate is already full.
And that's just I get it.
I don't really have time. Like, honestly, I can be a scoundrel at times. I'm no.
You all can.
I say
all
can. Because I mentioned that I have a mate. So I really, you know, I say you got somebody. Yeah, I can be a scoundrel at times. So when I'm being a scoundrel, I don't have no time to play all these fucking games. It's
at
cool.
least you admit it. Like, when I'm a scoundrel.
The difference with me is, yes, I want to fuck, but I'm willing to get to know you to
and fuck.
I'm willing to get, I mean, if you know, if because I know that women know who they want to fuck, who they willing to let
off
fuck
the
from the moment they see. So if you know you want to let me fuck, let you know, let's talk. I mean, but if you
no, he's about to say, if you know you want to let me fuck, then let me fuck.
Let's fuck. But again, I'm grown, bitch. You might be a cesspooler inside. I don't know.
A conversation last night with a group of women, and they were like, "I don't know why niggas act like we don't want to fuck."
Yeah, I don't know why either.
It was like,
it's just we don't want
to
fuck you.
Go to the extreme to make us like you. Whenever we didn't even have to like you,
bro, to do
like
it.
That, the fuck, like,
that's it.
Because if we wouldn't have fucking, you wouldn't have said nothing. Half you bitches don't say nothing.
They don't have to say nothing because you doing too much for them to even want to say much.
Because this is what I realized.
Not you,
but I'm talking about situations with chicks. I've been in situations with chicks. I've never fucking talked to you. I'm talking about before TV. I've never talked to you. I've never put my bid in. Where do I do too much to do what? You just said that I used to like you, bitch. Why you didn't say nothing?
I get it. But women also, women are not impulsive. Men are impulsive.
I used to be the worst kind of fuck boy. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm a relationship type of nigga.
Yo, you're about to say exactly, we're the same guy. I know exactly what you're about. Go ahead.
Yep. I'm a relationship type of nigga. So if I was dealing with a woman and she just wanted to fuck and I just wanted to fuck, it's fine. But I don't know how to not be a boyfriend type of nigga.
So you're doing boyfriend shit.
So I'm doing boyfriend shit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm fucking this woman up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
your actions aren't lining up with your desires.
All she wanted was the fuck, and all I wanted was the fuck. But I gotta hold your hand.
I gotta kiss on your neck. Yep, I'm the same guy.
I gotta be that.
I made you break. Yeah, I made breakfast.
That's my bad. I fucked her up real bad because my boys that I looked at with who I thought was grimy because all they wanted to do was fuck women and move on. At least they were honest about that. Yeah. And
you lying.
I'm lying. I didn't realize I was lying. This is just like I like to treat you.
You're the worst kind of first fucker. You're exactly what Issa or what's the girl named? You exactly what she called Lawrence. A fuck boy who thinks he's a good guy.
Niggas a lover. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, that hit me hard.
Man.
Yeah.
Niggas a lover.
But no. But here's the thing.
That was season two. But that hit me in the face, boy. You a fuck boy who think he's a good guy.
That's true. Slink said something interesting, though. Right? You said something good. You said you're a lover. And that's where I try to combat people on the whole, you know, just because we fucking don't mean I don't like you.
Yeah.
Just because we fucking don't mean I can't treat you right. Just because we fucking don't mean I can't get you some eggs in the morning. Just because we fucking don't mean I don't want
to. That's the shit I like to do.
And that's okay. But here's the thing.
Conversation has to be.
We always say communication is key. We communicate up front. We forget to communicate in the middle.
Conversation has to be.
Gotta keep having that conversation. Yo, you good? Yeah. I'm good.
Hey. When I do all this stuff, this is the type of shit that I like to do. But do not get this confused that I want this to go anywhere.
No, we are
strict. This is how I get down. You like certain things, I like certain things.
Right.
I like to be accompanied by women. I like feminine energy around me. I like to put my arm around you. I like
the whole thing. I like quality time.
That's my love language. Yep. Quality time.
Me too. I like foot cuddling.
Quality time and physical touch is my shit.
Same here. Top two. One is quality time. Two is physical touch.
So that's my shit. So that's the way I get down.
Yep.
But I had to learn that by doing that with women I don't want, I'm destroying these women.
Yeah, you are.
So,
but now women are in there. Like now, the older women are getting. They're able to compartmentalize. The problem is a 21-year-old girl, 22-year-old girl cannot compartmentalize that, and a 22-year-old boy cannot be honest enough to help her.
We don't even know why we're doing.
We don't know why we're doing it. So yeah, I mean,
at that time, I was doing all of that, and I know some people probably hearing it be like, "Man, that's really fucked up." I didn't know.
It sounds crazy
to say. I don't know, but I.
But that's why we are where we are now, where we're able to talk about it and just be like,
"I didn't know I was doing that. Exactly. I didn't know what was wrong with it." I was like, and I thought I wasn't bad because I was like, "I'm treating her nice."
But you're playing with her emotions.
I'm playing with her emotions. So.
Real quick, because we got to get ready to get up out of here. I want to ask Slink, because normally, like when we in the podcast, I told you. You know, people like you. Plug what you got going on. Talk to them.
Hey, man, hit me on Cash App. $Slink.
Hey, fuck all of
Venmo.
Fuck all of everybody, we waiting for all that. Cash App.
For real, though.
Zelle. Book SlinkJohnson at gmail.com.
Facts.
Dirty Cops LA, the movie. Check it out. DirtyCopsLATheMovie.com. Shit, what's my other Social Disturbance is streaming on Tubi right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pimps and Kenfolk, Grand Theft Auto, new DLC pack. So much shit going on. Stand-up comedy. Okay, I forgot. Yeah, I'm doing some stand-up. Y'all make sure y'all fuck with your boy, man. I'm all over LA right now. God damn it, where I'm at. December 16th. I'm at the Crack 'em Up at the Comedy Store.
That's this Thursday.
Yep. December 19th, Chocolate Sundays at the Laugh Factory.
Sunday.
December 23rd, the Comedy Cut Up in NoHo.
Okay.
December 26th, I'm in Flappers in Burbank.
Bet.
And December 31st, New Year's Eve, I'm spending New Year's Eve in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Bet.
Y'all tap in, man.
Bet. All right, Ryan Davis, man, tell the people what you got going on.
Listen. All the dates Clint said.
He said he pulling up.
Don't be surprised if I'm there. That's all I'm saying. Don't be surprised. The only one I won't be there for is New Year's because I'm in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, Colorado. December 30th, 31st, and January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all yours at the Improv. Philly at the Punchline, January 14th through the 16th. I'm there. New York City at Caroline's, the legendary Caroline's on Broadway, January 20th through the 23rd, and then January 27th through the 29th, the Comedy Company, American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. That is my birthday weekend. All shows will sell out, but even better, I'm celebrating my birthday. You come to the show, I'm going to let you know what an after party is, and the after party is going to be lit.
I'm glad you said that about an after party, because DC, I want you to listen the fuck up and listen to me good. All right, I got shows New Year's Eve, right? DC, I got shows New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, the 31st and the 1st.
Hey, are you going to be there for the 3rd, though, on a Sunday?
No, the Sunday's the 2nd. That's going to be in New York.
I mean, the 2nd.
I'm going to be in New York.
Oh, boy, I'm coming to DC on the 2nd, I think.
Alright,
but I might go to New York.
I'm be in New York. I'm be a state of New York. I'm but hold on, because
on the first,
you just ruined my promo though.
But what I'm saying though,
but fuck what you're saying. I'm trying to tell these niggas.
Pull up on you.
No, well, you can pull up, but they need to hear this.
They need to hear this.
Hear this. All right, we want you to pull up, right? Just hear me out though. New Year's Eve. Not only am I going to be at the Draft House in Arlington, Virginia, but if you buy tickets to the show, you get tickets to the after party. All right, and the after party is where the ball will drop. And guess what, nigga? DJ Clint Sweat is DJing.
Yeah,
it's private. This is not, and it's not, and when I say the after party, it's gonna be a kickback at a crib. It ain't gonna be because we not doing 50 million niggas and blah blah blah. Yo, if you know I fuck with you, you fuck with me. After the show, you like Clint, I want to come slide through the kickback. As long as you got tickets, just come through. Just come through. It's gonna be we at a crib. I'm DJing, and we gonna have fun. And we gonna have fun, but you gonna meet somebody. And don't forget, wristband rule is still in effect.
Mm-hmm.
Wristband rule is still in EFFECT mode. Like I got that from Al, be sure.
Yeah, but I see. That's why I hate that I'm gonna miss that.
That's gonna be lit, baby.
You know, DC. My
but you said the city. Second you gonna be in DC or New York. Okay, pull up in New York.
Yeah, nah, man. Because I know the second I'm free,
I'm in stand up New York.
And I'm telling you, man,
stand up New York.
I'm telling you, I don't want to go home. I want to leave.
I don't blame you,
Denver,
bro.
And I want to go do something.
Come on.
So
come on.
I'm gonna tell you, man. It's.
Come on.
A lot of those dates that Clint said, I can't fathom. I can't even think of a reason why I'm not pulling
Sonic.
Up. But I can tell you this for certain.
We know for a fact Sunday is on.
December 19th.
It's on in Atlanta.
It's on in Atlanta.
What's on in Atlanta?
I'm there.
It's on in Atlanta.
Oh, and if you're going, oh, he's just saying this, just pay attention to my page. Right. I will be saying it.
It's happening.
I will be saying it publicly soon.
It's happening.
I'm letting Clint get his opportunity to let his people in there.
Yeah, let's go.
Because
Whoa, damn, man. My show, nigga. See what I'm saying? He's trying to sell more tickets to me.
Yeah,
at my show.
Because they've
been asking.
Because I said I wasn't coming back. So
all right.
I'm telling you, y'all.
So then what we'll do is, we're telling everybody in the heads up right now. And what we'll do is we'll announce you probably the day before. But listen, man, Sling, Ryan, we had a hell of a day today. Sling, yeah, your weed has hit. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You wanna keep it?
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.